From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Vladimir Putin promised to serve his people and his country after taking the oath of office for his fourth term as Russian president on Monday.
I assure you that my life and work's goal will be, as before, serving the people and our fatherland. This is above everything else for me.
Putin effectively has been the leader of Russia for all of the 21st century. He stepped down from the presidency in 2008 because of term limits, but was named prime minister and continued to steer the country until he returned as president in 2012. South Korean news outlets have said the anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will likely take place next month in Singapore. The Chosun Ilbo newspaper and the Yonhap News Agency are quoting unnamed sources that the U.S. and North Korea have agreed the meeting will take place in the city-state in the third week of June to avoid conflicts with the Group of Seven or G7 summit to be held in Canada on June 8th and 9th, which Mr. Trump will attend. Trump told reporters on Friday,
"We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it soon."
He had previously said the demilitarized zone that divides the Koreas may be a good venue. Britain's foreign secretary is set to lobby the Trump administration to remain a party of the 2015 agreement struck between Iran and world powers to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Boris Johnson is meeting Monday with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and National Security Advisor John Bolton, with Iran as one of the top agenda items, according to Mr. Johnson's office. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistan's interior minister escaped with his life in an apparent assassination attempt on Sunday. Reuters' Serena Dayaram reports.
Interior Minister Ehsan Iqbal took a bullet to his right arm on Sunday, soon after addressing voters in the country's Punjab province. Police say the gunman was arrested and is linked to a new ultra-religious Muslim party. Government officials say he's now in stable condition, but the shooting has left Pakistan on edge ahead of elections set for July.
That was Reuters' Serena Dayaram. Gina Haspel is getting presidential backing in her bid to become the Central Intelligence Agency's first female director. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Haspel has been under fire for her involvement with the agency's harsh post-9/11 terror detainee interrogation program. Two administration officials say she offered to withdraw her nomination to head the CIA out of fears Wednesday's confirmation hearing will dredge up the agency's troubled past before being assured she has President Trump's support. This morning, he calls Haspel the most qualified person, tweeting Democrats want her out because she is too tough on terror. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lebanese citizens on Monday expressed hope about their country's political situation a day after the first parliamentary election in 9 years. Shopkeeper Adnan Haraki said the future of Lebanon is the result of the elections, and this election is a representation of Lebanon. He added the previous elections were not good for the country, and he's optimistic and hopeful that politicians will keep their promises. The unofficial tally indicated that Western-backed Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri would emerge as the Sunni Muslim leader with the biggest bloc in the 128-seat parliament, making him the front-runner to form the next government even though he lost seats in his stronghold. Homes have been destroyed by Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and there is no certainty when the eruptions and lava flow will end, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Michael McGuire had to deal with the eruptions.
It was really shaking. I got under a doorway.
Then there was the lava flow.
If the lava backs up, then it can pop out anywhere. And I'm closer to the volcano.
Molten rock, toxic gas, and steam have been bursting through openings in the ground. When will this all end? Jessica Farrakhan is with Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
This eruption that's happening in Leilani could be days or weeks from now. It doesn't seem like there's a real close, definitive end in sight.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.